We all wear clothes each day, but do we know where they come from? And should we? While the press has caught up onto big brands and their use of sweatshops, major improvement seems far off. If you disagree with the use of slave labour, you might be one of the few who actually care.
Well, the fact is that more than 50% of people do care. Surveys show as many as 90% of people care about the issues underlying sustainable fashion, such as the impact on workers and the impact on the environment or animals.
That's Gordon Renouf.
And I'm one of the founders of Good On You.
Good On You is a program that provides a rating system for sustainable fashion, which allows you to determine how ethical your clothing choices are and even filter that by your own values.
Quite a lot of us feel bad when we're not able to make choices which are, in fact, in alignment with our values around those issues.
This interest in the sustainability of the clothing we buy seems to be growing as well. Incidents of larger fashion brands have cultivated an awareness for sustainable fashion that has seen major change in the industry.
In some cotton production, you've got issues of forced and child labour. Countries like Uzbekistan often send their school-aged children out to help with the cotton farms. Then if you move up the supply chain to the processing of cotton into clothing, there's a lot of labour abuses in the spinning mills, as well, of course, as the more well-known labour abuses that can happen in the factories where clothes are sewn up and cut and sewn up into clothes.
The awareness of these issues has pushed change, such as the refinement of the cotton supply chain in Australia.
It now has one of the most rigorous environmental and social accreditation systems in the world via its MyBMP program, which stands for Best Management Practices.
That's Sarah Clary.
I'm a marketing and communications specialist with Cotton Australia.
With programs like their Best Management Practices Guide, the Australian cotton industry is looking to cement themselves as leaders in the sustainable fashion industry, despite historically being problematic.
The environmental performance of cotton has increased incredibly over the past decade or so. So we've reduced our pesticide use by 90%. Our water use efficiency has improved by over 40%. The MyBMP program that I mentioned earlier is a voluntary environmental and social standard that 75% of Australian cotton farmers participate in, and it has 400 separate standards around things such as water management. So the fact that more than three quarters of Australian farmers are voluntarily engaging in that is a really sort of healthy sign, I think.
Changes to agricultural practices haven't fixed all the issues in the supply chain, especially with Australian cotton's renowned quality. There are risks that less reputable manufacturers will use the materials, undermining the sustainable efforts of our domestic farmers who have put their time, money and effort into their practice.
It is in fact very hard to trace what clothes cotton grown in Australia ends up in. At Good On You, our expectation is that brands are transparent about what they're doing to address the key environmental issues of climate change, chemical use, resource use and water, and what they're doing to promote good working conditions. And so if a brand is not giving you that information, then I would be suspicious. If they're not telling you on their website, not making it reasonably easy to find out very specific information, like where are their factories, where do their clothes come from, what materials do they use, what initiatives that the brand's taking to address the things that people care about. That's, for me, a red flag that maybe this isn't the best brand to buy from. We can move collectively in the right direction. So there's been a lot of recent initiatives to try and improve the conditions of workers by cooperation amongst some of the brands and labour unions, and pressure being put on the governments of supplier countries to enforce labour laws. It's not perfect by any means.
But despite that imperfection, the good news is that anyone can help.
Brands and retailers are always going to try to meet consumer demands.
By buying from brands who support sustainable programs and voting with your wallet, you can help push change in an industry that has a history of darker problems like sweatshops.
The first thing you can do is to get informed about how the brands that you like or a new piece of clothing you're interested in, how was it made? The second thing consumers can do is to send messages to brands with their opinion about what's going on and what's important to them. And I guess the third thing you can do is be very mindful and conscious about your consumption, your consumer choices, especially in relation to environmental impacts. Things like, do you really need that item? If you're going to buy something, is it something that you can wear 30 times?
Ultimately, as a consumer, you do have plenty of options to ensure that you're pursuing sustainable alternatives and helping make the industry more eco-friendly. And if you're looking for local, even more sustainable alternatives, there's ways you can trace that too.
So there's an Australian cotton mark that will be on Australian cotton products. So it'll either be 100% Australian cotton or Australian cotton blend.
It's really hard to say when we get to a place where we actually have a sustainable fashion industry, but there are certainly a lot of people and companies that are working towards making that happen.